This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on November 17, 2016. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
We'll now turn to item 5 on our agenda, which is Draft Advisory Opinion 2016-20, submitted by Christoph M. Lauren. Milinarczyk? How?
I believe it's Milinarczyk.
Milinarczyk. Okay. We have Esther Jory and Nevin Stepanovic from the Office General Counsel give a presentation. So good morning to you, and when you're ready, please begin.
Thank you, Chairman Peterson, and good morning, Commissioners. Agenda Document 16-57-A, 16-57-A1, and 16-57-B are draft advisory opinions responding to a request from Christoph Milinarczyk. The requester is the sole member of Christoph LLC, a single member Virginia LLC that has not elected to be treated as a corporation under the Internal Revenue Code. Through Christoph LLC, Mr. Milinarczyk provides advice and consulting in government contracts. Christoph LLC is currently negotiating a contract with the federal government. Mr. Milinarczyk asks whether he, as the sole member of Christoph LLC, may make contributions from his personal funds. Drafts A and A-1 conclude that Mr. Milinarczyk may not make contributions from his personal funds because, under commission regulations, a single-member LLC that has not elected to be treated as a corporation for federal income tax purposes is disregarded as an entity separate from its single member. Draft B concludes that Mr. Milinarczyk may make contributions from his personal funds because he and the LLC are separate entities under state law, and thus Mr. Milinarczyk is a member of an organization that is a federal contractor. We received one comment on the request and one comment on the drafts. Thank you, and I would be happy to address any questions that you may have.
Thank you, Ms. Jory, for that presentation. Do we have any questions of counsel or any discussion among commissioners? I'll just state at the outset, and I mentioned this to the vice chairman, that I'm not going to be prepared to vote on this one today. This matter, and I talked to Mr. Noti also about what the time implications are. From what I understand, the 60 days run on November 28th, and our next open meeting is on December 1st. So if we were to consider it or vote on it in a future meeting, we would need a small extension of 3 days. If that's not granted, we'd obviously have to resolve this on tally between now and then. As I was going through this one proved to be a little more going on here than when I originally looked at it. It maybe seemed a little more straightforward. Not being a tax lawyer, not being expert in the ways of LLCs and what the implications are of LLCs being taxed as corporations versus LLCs being taxed as partnerships or single-member LLCs that opt not to be taxed as corporations, becoming disregarded entities, which is the case here. It's in a little bit, we have, with respect to the federal contractor contribution ban, we have two different provisions that are relevant to this discussion, and first is in Section 115.5, which says that individuals or sole proprietors who are federal contractors are prohibited from making contributions or expenditures. But then in Section 115.6, it says that stockholders, officers, or employees of corporations or employees or members of an unincorporated association, cooperative, membership organization, labor organization, or other group or organization, which is a federal contractor, may make contributions or expenditures. So this LLC, this disregarded entity, is a little bit of an odd creature. On the one hand, for tax purposes, all of the assets are owned by the single member, and therefore would appear to fall into the ban in 115.5. However, from a liability perspective, it is considered a separate entity. And so a single member, there's the argument that it could be considered an organization and that the single member is a would be able to avail themselves of making a contribution in 115.6. This is a, like I said, a pretty complicated issue. This issue even was addressed to some extent in the Wagner case on what LLCs may or may not be able to do in with respect to the federal contractor ban. And we have received at least one comment on this. But I'm hopeful, and to anyone who may be listening and has some expertise or thoughts or ideas on this, some additional comment, if any, were to flow in here, I think would be helpful, because I think this is a bit of an unusual quest, and it's one that we've never had to deal head on. So I'm going to not be prepared to vote on it today. And hopefully we can get an extension from Mr. Mlarnicek. But if we can't, then we'll figure out some way that we can resolve this by the 28th, when the 60-day period would otherwise run. Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, I was prepared to vote. I didn't realize we weren't going to vote today. I was prepared to vote for the revised draft A, which is substantially similar to the original draft A, but some changes were made in response to the comment of the requester, who said that certain facts were not quite right. And I think that the I disagree that this is, you know, really something brand new. I think it is largely substantially similar to Advisory Opinion 2009-02, True Patriot Network. You know, issues related to government contractors who operate as through LLCs or I don't want to say small government contractors, but, you know, individuals similar to this, I think were raised in the Wagner case. And, you know, they had some very sympathetic plaintiffs for the argument that these kind of folks shouldn't be covered by the federal contractor ban in the same way as you know, big corporations are. And yet the court upheld the federal contractor ban in the Wagner case, and none of those arguments seem to work. So I think that I looked at draft B, which tries to separate out this person and what he does with his personal funds from the LLC, which is really just an alter ego for that same person. And it strikes me that it's elevating form over substance. You know, if you want to vote for that, I guess you can. But I don't really think it holds up. There's a comment that we have received on the substance of all of this. I take it you're sort of asking for somebody on the other side of the issue to come in and give you some backup, and maybe somebody will do that. There are certainly folks out there who are always happy to come up with a rationale for not enforcing the campaign finance laws, but I don't think this is a tough one personally. So.
I'll just make just a couple responses. That's not what I'm asking for. Is for backup. I was supportive of draft B going out. See what's that?
B or A?
Draft B.
Making it
blue,
got
public
it, got it.
To get some. To get some feedback, that it shouldn't be read as that's my final position at all. But I am interested, considering that I think that this is a little bit more of a new situation. I think True Patriot Network, in that particular case, the issue was if the LLC itself makes a contribution. In this case, the individual wants to make a contribution out of personal funds, and what are the implications of the fact that he's a government contractor. Maybe I take it you would say that that's a distinction without a difference. To me, I think it may actually be relevant. It may not. True Patriot Network may govern in this particular case, but I just wanted to have a little bit more time to kind of chew on that thought. Commissioner Goodman.
Commissioner Weintraub, you say that this is not something brand new, and yet in the Wagner case, it was the argument of the plaintiffs there that the contractor ban was unconstitutional because it was under-inclusive, because individuals could set up entities such as LLCs, and that was a constitutional flaw in the ban. And this commission and its Office of General Counsel conceded the argument that individuals could set up corporate entities and LLCs and maintain their First Amendment right to give. And the court even noted that concession by this agency in the Wagner court. Here's what the en banc court said. Although the FEC's briefs accepted the plaintiff's description of the regulatory treatment of individuals who establish LLCs, the agency later submitted a post-argument letter clarifying that the commission itself, quote, has not addressed the application of FECA's contractor contribution prohibition to contributions made by an individual who is the sole member of an LLC that is a federal contractor. Now, we all recall the circumstances under which our Office of General Counsel was directed to send that letter, and there was also oral argument in which our Office of General Counsel conceded that individuals could set up these entities and maintain their First Amendment rights nonetheless to give, because there is a separateness. By law, this LLC is not the alter ego for debts, for contracts, for a whole host of purposes. This entity is not the alter ego. That's why they have the LLC construct. So this is a case of first impression, and I believe it would behoove us to take a little bit more time to get this right and not to blithely conclude that this has been previously decided by this commission.
Mr. Nodi, I would just turn to you and just would ask you if there's any problems with you being able to reach out to this requester to find out if we could get that extra time and if we could figure that out sooner rather than later. That would obviously impact the how we proceed from here, whether or not we need to do this on tally or whether we might be able to resolve this at the next December 1st open meeting.
We'll reach out to him right away.
Okay. Is there any other discussion on this matter? If none, we will hold this either until the next meeting or resolve this by tally by the November 28th deadline. Thank you, Ms. Jory. Mr. Spanovic.